This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar visited key cultural sites in Riyadh yesterday. Emphasizing the historical ties between India and Saudi Arabia, Dr. Jaishankar toured the Saudi National Museum, where he was welcomed by Director General Ms. Rola L. Greer. He explored six galleries, receiving a souvenir at the conclusion. The minister also visited the King Abdulaziz Foundation for Research and Archives and Murabba Palace, hosted by Dara CEO Mr. Turki bin Mohammed L. Shuair. The minister highlighted how deep historical connections serve as a foundation for developing the strong contemporary relation between India and Saudi Arabia. Today, EAM will attend the inaugural India-Gulf Cooperation Council Foreign Ministers meeting, and the historical gathering aims to strengthen ties between India and Gulf nations. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar is also expected to hold bilateral talks with his counterparts from the GCC member countries, further solidifying India's relationship with this region. The 54th GST Council meeting will be held in New Delhi today. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair this meeting. The last GST Council meeting was held in June this year, in which the Council had recommended a uniform rate of 12% GST on all steel, iron and aluminium milk cans. Congress yesterday announced 9 more candidates for ensuring Haryana Assembly polls. The party has fielded former MP Brijendra Singh from Uchana Kalan Assembly seat against JJP leader Dushyant Chautala. Mohit Grover will contest from Gurugram seat. Earlier, the party had declared 32 candidates for the 90-member state assembly. Haryana will go on poll on the 5th of next month. The Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, arrived in New Delhi last evening on a 3-day visit to India. He was received at the airport by the Union Minister of Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, and accorded a ceremonial welcome. The visiting leader is accompanied by several UAE ministers and business delegation, and he will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi today and hold discussions on the wide range of areas of bilateral cooperation. Sheikh Khalid is also scheduled to call on the President Draupadi Murmu and visit Rajghat to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. Tomorrow he will also visit Mumbai to participate in business forum, in which business leaders from both the countries will participate. In recent years, comprehensive strategic partnership between India and UAE has deepened in a wide range of areas, including political, trade, investment, connectivity, energy, technology, education and culture. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed happiness at the superlative feats of the Indian contingent at the Paris Paralympics Games. In a social media post, the president said that the medal tally of 29 in Paris alone is nearly half of the 60 medals won by India in all the 13 games so far. President Murmu said, till 2016, in 11 Paralympics, India had won 12 medals. She said India's performance at Tokyo Paralympics 2020 marked a quantum jump with 19 medals, which has gone up to 10 more in Paris. The Yogi Adityanath-led Uttar Pradesh government will host the Semicon India 2024 at the Indian Expo Mart in Greater Noida from September 11 to 13. A young male patient who recently travelled from a country currently experiencing monkeypox transmission has been identified as a suspect case of mpox. The health ministry informed that the patient has been isolated in a designated hospital where the samples from the patient are being tested to confirm the presence of mpox. Algeria incumbent president Abdelmajid Tebboune has been re-elected to the position with an emphatic victory. And that is the end of this news bulletin.